Good morning. It is January 11, 2019. Yes, 2019 is a Friday. I recorded yesterday by myself, not with my son. Well, Tiberius, he's my son. He was in the car. He is in the car. When I got to my house, I parked my car and I recorded before I went inside. But when I looked at the recording, it didn't even save anything. So, I'm just re-recording before I head to work. I go to work for 8 o'clock, but usually sometimes, I don't get there until 8 to 10. The process of the daycare is very strenuous. And in a way, it's a good thing. You know, you have to sign your child in. You got to write about what their activities were last night. If anything that the child care provider needs to know, then you have to let them know. And you have to wash your child's hands and your hands. And then you got to check their pampers and make sure that pamper is not wet, which is fine. But every time I pick up my child, they're supposed to check also. So you got to tell them. But most of the time, they know parents. We just want our children and we want to go. So... But that is the whole process in the morning. And you got to put booties on your foot. I love all that stuff because you know what? I don't want my son to get sick and I don't want him to get germs. I'm concerned more about the curriculum. You know, I've been speaking to a lot of parents and they said that the curriculum is, they don't want the curriculum there. According to the process, meaning the daycare, the curriculum is creativity. What does that mean? I guess it means that your child is able to just, you know, do whatever and whatever. But I was thinking to myself, if I'm going to keep him there until he's 5 or keep him in that particular daycare, I'm going to teach my child because there's no way, in order for, I always tell my oldest son, you only know as much as your age. And if you don't know something because of your age, then it's my fault. So I have to be the one to teach you. I know there's teachers out there. He goes to school. But my job also is to make sure that he is learning. And since 2019, we had a routine in 2018 of how much work we did and what we did after school. But because he done so much work on the computer, the school's like, oh no, you've done too much. We don't want you to keep go forward. But I'm going to start it back because I feel like he's at the age where he can grasp anything. Both of them. My about to be 4-month-year-old on Monday. And my 9-year-old. They can grasp any grasp. You know, my pronunciation of words is so terrible. I don't know. It's because I have a gap in my teeth. I have a lips. Sometimes when I'm talking, I'm like, does anyone understand what I'm actually saying? So, my thing is that. Okay, being back to work, you know, it's, to be honest, it's been good because I'm you know, I'm in a place where, in leadership, but I can't really tell you how it is because, you know, I'm searching for something and I don't know where, you know, where to start. Started counseling to better my self because I know like I am like all over the place. I do a lot of stuff. I do a lot of things and I don't even know how I control it. I manage it very, very, very well. But I want to be able to put myself into a different realm of things. I want to be better in oneself. So, you know, I'm putting myself through counseling for that. And yesterday was my first counseling session. I'm not scared to share this with anyone. And you know what it came down to at the end? I realized that I love to defend myself. You know, no matter what, I'm going to defend myself. I'm going to win. I am the winner. And, you know, that gets tiring after a while. It gets tiring at work. It gets tiring at home and it gets tiring around amongst friends. You know, it's tiring. You know, and it's not fair to anyone, but it's not fair to myself. So I need to know how to learn how to not to do that. I mean, there's a distinguish between fighting for your rights. Like, I got to. Somebody did me wrong. I got to speak up. I have to speak up. You know, I was listening to The View, which I love The View. And they were talking to Terry Crews. And he was talking about how, you know, growing up, you know, he would allow people to just call him the wrong name. You know, because he was tired of like, oh, my name is this, my name is that, my name is this, my name is that. And then they would be like, oh, no, I like this better. And he'd be like, okay. And after a while, he was like, enough is enough. I am tired of being disrespected. I am tired of people just thinking that, you know, like they can get away with stuff. And that's how I feel at work sometimes. Because a lot of times, you know, like I'm not like this, you know, I don't want, you know, stereotypically, people stereotype women in leadership. They automatically slap a label on them. No matter what, they slap a label on them. Before they even meet them, before they even work with them, they slap a label on the woman. And, it feels like you have to fight for who you are to prove yourself. And that is not fair and that's not right. But society has imprinted these things into men and into women. You know, I have boys and I want to grow them up in a way that they love who they are. They respect women. And they go for, they achieve the things that are right. I mean, they know what's right and wrong, but they go and they're winners, meaning that they do things in life that's going to make them happy and allow them to feel comfortable in what they're doing. You know, people teach people you have to climb on the next person to get to the next person. Why can't we all just work together and to get along? Why can't I just get things? Why can't we just work together? You know, this is the first time in my life that I'm not worried about how I'm evaluated. You know, usually I'm just like, oh my God, stressing about evaluation, about how I'm going to be evaluated, you know, scared, you know, got to be number one, got to be up better. But this is the first time in my life that I actually want to be focused. Focus on what is the right way of doing things. Am I doing my job the right way? You know, like a lot of times people rush and do their job. You know, but the quality, I'm concerned more about quality, focus and quality service, not quantity service. You know, I want quality service, and that is what I'm focused on. So, that is my thing this year, quality and focus. You know, time to actually learn and do and how can I say it? It's time to learn. I'm not trying to say learn. More of provide quality service and focus. Actually take my time and read the new instructions that's coming out. Not scam through it and be like, okay, this is what's happening. But actually read and to understand. You know? But anyways, everyone out there, it's a rant. I just wanted to talk about, like, you know, what's been on my mind, what I've been feeling, you know, to be honest about work and, you know, my future. You know, we only have one life. We live once. And a lot of times we live sometimes, you know, we get so depressed because we want to be what the media has projected out there. Now I love the fact that there's a lot of creativity, meaning that you have podcasts, you have blogs, you have other way of expressing ourselves besides just like, oh my God, you know, I don't even know what to do. Like, I DJ, you know, I'm a DJ. I've been doing it for 4 years. You know, I started doing it in 2014. I decided that I wanted to DJ. I was about to be 5 years this year. And I brought the equipment. I started watching a lot of YouTube videos. I started practicing on my equipment, teaching myself. And I actually like it. It's something different. I always wanted to. I love music, playing music, listening to music. So I wanted to learn how to DJ. I'm not into like, okay, artist fame, you know. Oh my God, this artist. I'm more into like but sound. And I'm happy that I do it. You know, I get booked here and there. This year, I think I'm going to get booked a lot. Because I just love doing, like, small private parties, children parties, you know, adult parties. You know, people that, you know, the kids love it because I get to DJ for them. And they get to get on a mic and make noise. And they like it. They be like, oh, my God, a female, a mommy is doing it. And I bring my, when it's kids party, I bring my son with me, my son, and sometimes my daughters if we have them. And, you know, they have fun, you know, playing music. And, you know, like, oh, my God, I can do this because, you know, music is for everyone. It's not a gender-related job. But we love it. I love it. You know, my kids enjoy seeing me do it. So sign off. Have a good day. Blessings.